Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are examining the scriptures for the kingdom principle of ministering in the opposite spirit. The spirit of the world is a very distinct spirit, and it manifests itself in many ways. It manifests itself through hatred and distrust, through suspicion and through greed, through selfishness and a lack of love. And yet God calls us to a very different type of spirit, the very spirit of God Himself, who is love. Jesus taught in the Gospels about ministering in the opposite spirit of the world. He said in Matthew 5:38-42, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the evil man who injures you, but if anyone strikes you on the right jaw or cheek, turn to him the other one too. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your undershirt, let him have your coat also. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him who keeps on begging from you, and do not turn away from him who would borrow at interest from you." Jesus talked about doing the opposite of what the world would do. The world would say, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. The world would say, he hurt me, I'm going to hurt him back. The world would say, he stole from me, I'm going to take everything he has. This spirit is prevalent in the world. And yet God calls us to this kingdom principle I like to call ministering in the opposite spirit. When you examine the life of Joseph in Genesis, we find a person who walked in that supernatural ability, and it's given by God because the natural man will not walk in the opposite spirit of the world, but instead will be caught up in and will operate out of the same spirit as the world. Yet Joseph stood out among his brethren as one who ministered or moved in or lived an opposite spirit to what he experienced in treatment from his brothers. As you will recall the story, Joseph was sold by his brothers for 20 pieces of silver to a passing band of Ishmaelite traders who promptly took him off to Egypt and sold him as a slave into the household of Potiphar, the servant of the Pharaoh. When Joseph was eventually promoted to the position of prime minister over all Egypt, and his own brothers showed up because of the great famine that was being experienced both in Egypt and in the surrounding countryside, Joseph did not minister to them in the same spirit in which they had ministered to him. They had been greedy. They sold him for 20 pieces of silver. They had been hateful. They threw him in a pit, leaving him without food or water before selling him off as a slave. And yet Joseph filled their bags with grain, sent them off back to their father Jacob with money returned to them. Instead of the spirit of greed, hatred, and jealousy and envy that was demonstrated through the brothers to Joseph, Joseph ministered in the opposite spirit. He gave and he gave. He was generous rather than hateful, loving rather than spiteful. When his brethren eventually returned and Joseph's identity was revealed, again, we see Joseph ministering in the opposite spirit. It could have been the perfect time for Joseph to gain vengeance upon his brothers in front of his father who had loved him so dearly, and he could have exposed their sin to him and taken care of his father only. But instead, Joseph gave him the best land that there was for their flocks, took care of them, provided for all their needs. He truly ministered in the opposite spirit with forgiveness and generosity, as opposed to their envy, greediness, hatefulness, and spite. Joseph demonstrated that kingdom principle of ministering in the opposite spirit, though he had been mistreated and unfairly persecuted and hated by his own brothers. This is the same call that every believer has on his life today. God wants you to minister in the opposite spirit of the world, no matter what situation you may find yourself in. Perhaps you are in a situation where someone is mistreating you monetarily, perhaps cheating you. Perhaps it's been a business partner or an employer or even a family member cheating you out of your inheritance. If you've encountered such a spirit, that spirit of greed, God would call you to minister in the opposite spirit, the spirit of generosity and of giving. Lauren Cunningham, founder of Youth with a Mission, the tremendous missionary organization that has missionaries all over the world and sends out many young people on short and long-term missions trip, wrote about how God moved in his life and in his organization's life to minister in the opposite spirit when they encountered a tremendous spirit of greed in Hawaii when they were attempting to purchase a former hotel that they wanted to use to build a Christian university in Kona, Hawaii. The property had been entangled in bankruptcy proceedings for 8 years. Many were fighting for the right to buy it. Squatters had moved into the disused hotel, and the caretaker was even illegally renting to them. In those buildings, there was drug trafficking and prostitution and all manner of sin going on that property while the legal fight was on as to who would eventually take ownership. Yet God was very clear in giving directions to Lauren Cunningham and his leaders of YWAM about buying that particular location. They prayed about it, and the Lord even impressed upon them the exact amount that they were to offer for the property and the terms for payment. So when the day of the hearing came, Lauren Cunningham and his lawyers strode into the oak-paneled courtroom to make their offer. The room was filled with various parties waiting with their lawyers, also eager to buy the old hotel. The attorneys rose and turned to speak, each of them grasping after his client's share. Every party seemed to be demanding their rights. The spirit of greed, Lauren Cunningham noted, was like a physical presence in the courtroom. The judge behind the bench looked down at him and said, "Mr. Cunningham, I understand you have an offer to make." They didn't have very much money at that time, but they did have the word of the Lord, and so they made their bid to the judge, the exact amount that the Lord had impressed upon them. Returning back to Kona after the hearing, Lauren Cunningham called his group of YWAMers together to pray. He had been sickened by the greed that he had observed in that legal hearing and wanted to do something to counteract that spirit of greed. Lauren Cunningham made the decision that he would move in the opposite spirit of that spirit of greed. Thinking about it, he decided, what is the opposite of the spirit of greed but giving in generosity? There was about 250 staff and students in Kona at that time when they were attempting to buy that hotel property for YWAM. So all of them willingly turned their pockets inside out and gave all the money they could come up with for a deposit on that property. They came up with $50,000, but it was not enough. They had also saved a large sum of money in the mission account that was supposed to be for the eventual purchase of a ship to carry practical aid and the word of God to needy ports of the world. And they had been praying and believing for that ship for a long time. But God seemed to impress on them to give the money away, an amount that was in the six figures, to a certain ministry that was also desiring to purchase a ship. After they did that, an amazing thing happened. A third Christian ministry gave them, YWAM, some property that was worth 10 times more than the amount that they had given away. That property ended up giving them the collateral that they needed to apply for a bank loan. So they were then on their way to buying that hotel. But the days stretched into months as they waited for the outcome of the legal hearing about the property that was still in bankruptcy court. So during that waiting period, the Lord began to speak to them that they were to continue moving in that opposite spirit to the spirit of greed. They were to move in the spirit of generosity and giving beyond cash offerings. And they did a most unusual thing. They began one by one to give away things that were dearest to them. One family gave another family a beautiful oil painting. Other people gave household items and favorite pieces of clothing. One student gave away a surfboard for which he had saved for months, only to receive a pair of skates from another student. They continued to minister in the spirit of giving and generosity as they awaited the outcome of that legal hearing for the purchase of that hotel property. They saw the spirit of greed broken wide open in the spiritual realm during those months. Some people may try to explain that whole thing away, but as it turned out, 11 months later, YWAM was able to purchase that property in Kona, Hawaii for the exact price and terms that they had originally been given by the Lord. Ministering in the opposite spirit will break down spiritual strongholds. Jesus said, love those who hate you. Do good to those who persecute you. Minister in the opposite spirit. There's spiritual power behind that. It's a God-given scriptural principle, and it will make a change in your circumstances. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.